law enforcement perspective. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. New this hour, there is now a specific person being sought in connection with the New York City bombing. Details released just minutes ago by New York Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Ahmed Khan Rahami, he is a New Jersey resident, 28-year-old, naturalized United States citizen. He is wanted for questioning. That photo is going out just now to the public. I want to be very clear. That this individual could be armed and dangerous. He should be treated as armed and dangerous.
Rahami's wanted for questioning in the Saturday night bombing in New York's Chelsea neighborhood that injured 29 people. Now, some authorities in New York are talking this morning of a coordinated cell operating in the New York, New Jersey area. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says
there are similarities among the bombs. They are not all, they're not identical, but there are certain similarities in the way the bombs were put together with certain elements, etc., suggesting that there might have been a common linkage or a common person behind all the bombs.
Now, a suspicious device found in a trash can near a New Jersey train station overnight exploded early today as a bomb squad was attempting to disarm it with a robot. No immediate report of any injuries or damage. The discovery of that device comes a day after that explosion in Manhattan that injured 29 people. Authorities are investigating the weekend stabbings of 9 people at a Minnesota mall as a potential act of terrorism. A young Somali man dressed as a private security guard entered the mall with what appeared to be a kitchen knife. His rampage ended when he was shot dead by an off-duty police officer. Wasted opportunities cost the Redskins as they lose to the Cowboys at FedEx Field. Coach Jay Gruden.
Back to the drawing board, 0-2 at home. Not the way we wanted to start, without a doubt, but still have a lot of football in front of us.
Kirk Cousins went 28 for 46 for 364 yards. Next Sunday, it's the Giants on the road. Elected officials and business leaders today are calling for major improvements to reduce traffic congestion on Interstate 270. Among them, Montgomery County Council member Roger Berliner.
A number of us will be standing up and saying, it is time to fix 270.
The group is calling itself the Fix 270 Now Coalition. Democratic Congressman John Delaney is leading the group. If you're racing to BWI Airport to catch a flight anytime between now and next spring, you may want to give yourself some extra time because of construction in your way.
The Maryland State Highway Department is working on a major repaving project on a mile-and-a-half stretch of Interstate 195 that connects I-95 and the airport. Maryland State Highway's Charlie Gishler says crews are also
making some upgrades and repairs to the infrastructure around, such as the drainage ditches, the highway lighting, and that type of thing.
For DC drivers trying to get to BWI, Gishler suggests the BW Parkway as a possible alternate. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Congressional negotiators are working to quickly finalize legislation to prevent an election season government shutdown and provide money to fight Zika. Lawmakers want to leave Washington this week for the fall campaign. Game of Thrones has conquered the Emmy Kingdom, honored last night as top drama for the second consecutive year and becoming the most honored primetime TV series ever. It was a night of surprises and sharp political jabs at the Emmys. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,124, the NASDAQ at 52,45. Sports, the Redskins suffer a loss at the hands of the Cowboys. The Giants win. The Eagles play tonight. The Ravens win. The late game, the Vikings beat the Packers. Baseball, the Nats lose in Atlanta. The O's beat Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics lose. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finger to the pulse.
Ear to the ground.
Nose to the grindstone.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Let's put this in perspective. If you want the straight scoop, here you go and listen up.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hi, it's Chris Plant here for Cars for Kids. Do you have a car or boat sitting in your garage or driveway that you need to get rid of, either to make room for a new one or because it's just not worth the repairs anymore? As anyone who sold a car recently can tell you, selling is a hassle you don't want to deal with. From fielding the calls, texts, and emails from potential buyers to arranging meetings with the shady and unsavory characters who come your way. Skip the headache and call Cars for Kids to pick up your vehicle. You'll love how simple and easy the donation process is, and you'll even get a tax-deductible receipt and a hotel voucher to boot. Learn how you can make a difference to a child by volunteering in your community. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's CARS with a K. Or go to carsforkids.com. They're completely reliable, and your car can be picked up within 24 to 48 hours. Donate your car, truck, van, or boat today.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to JoeHadid.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 28 northbound, trying to head through Manassas Park and up to Centerville and 66. Just jammed this morning. I know we have signal light delays every morning, but the problem this morning was the crash north of 66 at Walney Road. Please tell me lanes have been reopened, but put the extra pressure not only on 28 north, but 66 westbound was slow to make that exit. Eastbound with the rubbernecking and all the activity. For sure. Now let's get you north of the Greenway on Belmont Ridge Road, northbound. Right as you come up to Ashburn Farm Parkway, watch for police to direct through that intersection. Accident to 70 southbound Clarksburg, most of the way to the 270 spur. Had a crash there. That's been moved over to the shoulder. Heading through Fort Meade, 32 westbound, past 175 toward the BW Parkway. Heavy, but nothing reported along the way. Just a lot of volume for commuters. And trying to get into North Kensington, southbound Connecticut Avenue before you get to University Boulevard for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good chance we all get some rain this morning. Areas of showers, thunder showers, and some moderate rainfall in some spots. Maybe some heavier downpours occasionally. And into the afternoon, still a threat for showers. Mid-upper 70, so temperatures way down. Front tries to get through, but still some showers tonight. Maybe a thunder shower 71. Cloudy tomorrow, warmer 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Leesburg, 72 in Olney, 77 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Jeb Bush steals the show at the Emmy Awards. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll be talking to Rod Wheeler, law enforcement analyst, about the latest developments in the bombings in New Jersey and New York, and also the attacks in Minnesota. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Sorry, Brian. I'm so eager to get to this topic. There was a vote on Saturday to discuss an advisory committee's recommendation to Alexandria City Council about certain vestments of the Confederacy that still have a place of honor in that city. One is the naming of the Jefferson Davis Highway, and they voted to remove Jefferson Davis's name from that highway. There was also discussion about a statue of a Confederate soldier. And on the plaque near that Confederate soldier are the names of Alexandria City residents, neighbors, citizens who went and died on behalf of the Confederate Army. They're represented by that lone, pensive Confederate soldier. Now, the advisory council said that the statue need not be removed, but context should be added to it. But for some reason, the council decided to vote to move, or at least ask permission from the Virginia State Assembly to move that statue as well. Joining us right now is Councilmember Tim Levain from Alexandria City, and you know where I'm going with this. That's my first question. Why did you reject the advisory committee's recommendations on the statue and vote to move that statue as well?
Well, my first instinct was to go along with their recommendation, but the final decision was to move it 30 feet. So it wouldn't be in the middle of the intersection, but would instead be on the lawn of our history museum, the Lyceum, which is right there at that intersection. Right now, anybody who wants to go up and look at that statue closely is taking their lives in their hands. It's a very busy intersection, and I've never seen anybody on that island. So by moving it 30 feet, we're still at the intersection where those soldiers marched off to war. And we're also making it more accessible to people. They can walk right up to it and read those inscriptions, those inscripted names.
But
and
was, it has was
explanatory
that...
plaques as well. And then they found it really interesting. Walk into our history museum and learn more.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering, was that the motivation, really safety, public safety, or was it that some people found it offensive?
Well, some people wanted to have it, you know, moved away to some remote cemetery, but there was a resistance to that. There was no sentiment on council for
you
that.
Know what,
but then the idea of just moving it to a little safer location right at that intersection,
you know, I'll take your word for it, actually. It was erected in 1889. There were no automobiles back then. It was certainly easier to get to that statue. Have you ever, I mean, I used to park by that statue all the time for work that I did down there. It is hard to get to it. So I guess that does make sense. And you are going to add some context. Let's get to the name of the Jefferson Davis Highway then. Did you take into consideration how much this is going to cost businesses and residents who live on that highway? Why should they have to bear the brunt of the expense of the Alexandria City Council deciding that they wanted to change the name?
Well, we're going to give them some help on that. Already there's some good creative thinking about how to minimize the hassle for the residents and the businesses along there. And we're going to try to give them some assistance from the city as well so that it will be as minimal as possible.
In what form? Are you going to pay for it? Are you going to give them a stipend?
Oh, that's all to be figured out. I mean, the signage is going to cost, but you know, we'll try to be helpful.
Have you looked at how much it's going to cost? I mean, for example, all the road signs, all of the things that the city has to do. Do you have any estimate on how much that will cost?
I've heard an estimate of like $27,000 is the complete cost for everything.
And beyond that, then you're saying that you want to provide funding to help people who are going to carry some burden. So what you're saying there is that you want the taxpayers to support the people who are going to be impacted by that, right?
Well, yeah. I think that's fair. There will be some public monies.
Why is that fair?
Well, because the need is so great. It's such an egregious thing to have this highway named after the presidency of the Confederacy. It's an important public policy purpose.
I wonder, did you give it a new account? Because obviously it's been there a while and people have passionate feelings about this one way or the other. If there is going to be cost involved with this, why not open a private GoFundMe account? And for all of the members of the Alexandria city population who really feel strongly about it, say, listen, you really want this name changed? You know, chip in $20, $30 on your own and that money will go to make the name change viable. That way the taxpayers don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, well, interesting idea. I'll discuss it with my.
I bet there are private organizations that would happily fund that.
But the other side of that is, as you know, this is a controversial matter, and there are people who disagree with the decision to change the name, and basically, what you're doing when you decide you're going to take public monies and reimburse people who may have had expenses associated with the change of the name, you are asking the people who disagree with the policy to pay for the policy.
Well, I don't know how many there are along the Jefferson Davis Highway, Route 1. Most of them think they live on Route 1. A lot of people don't even know it's named Jefferson Davis Highway. But like I said, we're going to try to be fair and equitable on this. And like I said, there's already some really good ideas coming about how the city could provide a certain kind of legal document to those residents that makes it the changes they need to make much easier for them.
Did you have any resistance at this public meeting? What was the ratio of people who felt passionately about changing the name of this street versus people who wanted it to stay?
Oh, I'd say there was people on both sides, and the emails were pretty thick and heavy. Although I'd have to say a lot of it was from people not living in Alexandria.
Right.
But there was people on both sides. You know, there was people who just feel like just to leave things alone, and those who think this is a personal outrage to me today. And so we had some strong feelings, but we thought we struck a good balance.
And a lot of people, when they hear this, said, okay, well, where do you draw the line? You know, I think that there are many people who would say, okay, Jefferson Davis, we can kind of understand, but what's next? So what is next?
Yeah. Well, then the other remaining issue was, what about all those other streets? We had an ordinance for a while that every new north-south street in Alexandria shall be named after a Confederate general. And so we've got dozens of streets named after Confederate generals. So a lot of people said, well, maybe we should change those. But the recommendation there was, no, let's leave that alone. But we do have a process in the city where people can petition to have particular streets' names changed. And so we're told people, hey, if you do some historical research and help us out on this. But we learned just at this hearing, for example, that Beauregard Street and Forest Street in town are not named after Confederate generals, even though a lot of people thought they were. So, you know, it's it's a case-by-case basis.
Last time I was in Alexandria, I noticed that there are also a bunch of streets named after dukes and kings and that kind of stuff. Well, you know what? I think we won that war, too. Why don't we change those streets?
That's an argument for... I think a lot of people thought,
I mean, I'm offended that we are paying tribute to people of the monarchy when we defeated them soundly.
You live in Germantown.
I know, but I'm still offended deeply.
We can go on and on, I guess. But we just did. There's something to be said for leaving things alone if it's a close call. So,
but you did make it just really quickly. You did make a distinction between private citizens who were called to take up arms and were soldiers following their duty versus a politician like Jefferson Davis.
Right. I mean, that's the thing about that statue. It's not glorifying the Confederacy or anything of the kind. It's named after the surrender, Appomattox. And the soldier on there is clearly a defeated, unarmed soldier. And so it's a monument to the war dead, to the people who gave their lives. And, you know, so many of those wars, it's the soldiers don't even know the politics. They're just trying to protect their home and family.
All right. Thank you for that. We have to leave it there, but we appreciate you joining us again. It's Tim Levine, council member of Alexandria City.
Thanks for joining us. It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And as I look around at the rush hour, we'll take you Route 7, or also known as Harry Bird Highway, coming out of Leesburg. No problems. That looks good, actually. The Greenway Toll Road, good. Jefferson Davis Highway, I must look at that because we're talking about it. No problems heading through Crystal City up on the 395. 395, your commute this morning through Landmark, again, Shirlington, and across the 14th Street Bridge, heavy delays. Had an earlier crash, Centerville, northbound on 28, just north of 66. The pressure's still on for that 28 commute through Manassas Park. In each direction of 66, quite slow. We'll move you into town across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Freeway delays each direction, 295 northbound delays near the Naval Research Lab. And on the stretch of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, northbound, north the Powder Mill Road. Had an earlier crash. It's been cleared, but still very slow each direction. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It looks like it's going to be a rainy day. 80% chance of rain today, a 30% chance of rain tonight. The high today in the upper 70s. The low tonight, it doesn't change much, 71. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 86 in cloudy skies. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, temperatures between the mid to upper 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 8:17.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
All right, we continue to follow the latest developments in this terror attack in New York City and New Jersey. Pipe bombs, pressure cooker bombs. There's been a raid on a house in Elizabeth, New Jersey this morning. And they are looking for a suspect, a man by the name of Ahmad Khan Rahami, 28 years old. They've set out an all-points bulletin for this guy. Joining us on the line right now, former D.C. homicide detective, law enforcement expert Rod Wheeler. Rod, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian.
All right, so from a law enforcement standpoint, it looks like things are moving fairly quickly here.
That's right. Well, over the weekend, as everyone knows, it was a very busy weekend for law enforcement all across the country, not just in the Manhattan area, but obviously up in Minnesota as well, as the authorities tried desperately to try to put the pieces together as to what exactly was going on, whether or not any of these cases were related. And as you just talked about, Brian, we've been able to identify an individual, 28-year-old individual, that was possibly living in the Elizabeth City, New Jersey area. And there is an active manhunt on for this person now. The challenge for law enforcement is whether or not this guy is connected with other individuals in the New Jersey area, in the Bronx, New York area. And that's why you have so many federal and local state agencies trying to find this guy.
And, you know, we keep being told, Rod, that when you get a backpack full of incendiary devices that haven't gone off, it allows police officers to really, really find a trace on people because of physical evidence. Is that
the case? That's right. And a lot of listeners are probably wondering, how were they able to come up with this guy so quickly? Here's what I suspect, because this is what I would have been doing if this was my investigation. Anytime an IED device or any type of incendiary device does not go off, what it's going to do is leave you a treasure trove of evidence. And that evidence initially is going to be matched with other evidence from other situations. So that's what they did initially, I believe. They looked at the evidence that was left in Chelsea, and then they looked at the evidence that was left in Seaside, New Jersey. And then, as you know, overnight, there were more bombs found in New Jersey. So they start putting these pieces together. Now, what kind of evidence could they have found in addition to the material that was used to make the bombs? They could have gotten DNA evidence off of some of that material. They could have gotten fingerprints and all kinds of things. So I think that's what they were able to do pretty quickly, and then they were able to identify this individual also by way of a video of someone pushing, pulling a backpack down the street in Chelsea, Manhattan, right before the bomb went off. So all of these things put together led them to this suspect that they're looking for today, Ahmad Rahami.
I'm constantly amazed that when there's an incident that occurs, just how quickly police get their hands on the videos from the security cameras and all that. Those have become, I mean, everybody seems has a security camera now, and those have become a major tool for law enforcement when they start to investigate crimes, right?
They are a major tool for law enforcement, Brian, but I have to tell you that I think we should credit citizens and citizen participation, because believe it or not, a lot of people call into the police department with help or with evidence that will help us in an investigation such as this. There was a lot of cameras on that block, 23rd Avenue in New York, and because it's Monday morning now and Sunday evening, a lot of people went back to their businesses. They started retrieving that video. They called the police. So we really credit a lot of that to the help of the community.
And so now, given that, if there's a manhunt going on, what exactly happens? And by the way, we're told they've already increased security in New York City, and Barack Obama is going to be heading.
Yeah.
To New York this week. I mean, the situation must be unbelievably challenging as you have a Monday rush hour going on in New York City, of all places, and now they're trying to conduct a manhunt.
That's right, a manhunt. Not only for this one guy, though. Again, let me caution you, there may be other individuals involved. Matter of fact, some investigators are calling it a cell that was actually operating in northern New Jersey and parts of Brooklyn. So, you know, there may be several individuals that they're looking for. The other thing, too, that you don't want to miss, the fact that this may have international ties, meaning, you know, this individual could have specifically been instructed by ISIS, Al-Qaeda, or one of those organizations as to how to pull this thing off. And that's why the FBI is looking at that angle as well.
So how
do you find this guy eventually, probably over the next couple of days? The question is, are there any other bombs out there? We don't know that.
Rob, this is the most populated area of the United States of America, the greater New York City area. You're talking about, northern New Jersey, Manhattan, Brooklyn. How do you do a manhunt for one guy? How do law enforcement officers conduct this?
Well, the first thing you want to do is go to his known hangouts, his known whereabouts. There were cell phones. This is some good information. There were some cell phones attached to some of these pressure cooker bombs. Had those cell phones been used before? Where did they come from? What areas were they purchased in? The numbers that were affiliated and affixed to those cell phones. That's how you work an investigation. You work it backwards, and then you try to determine who was this guy's associate. So yesterday, I don't know if you guys heard this, but there was a couple of search warrants that was executed in the Brooklyn, I think in the Bronx area of New York, at a couple of residences. I suspect one of those, if not both of those residences, had something to do with this guy, Ahmad Rahami. And once you get those search warrants, you get into his place where he lived, you start looking at his computer, you'd be surprised the amount of evidence that you get. So you work the investigation backwards, go to his known hangouts, you go to his known associates, and then you try to nab him that way.
All right, Rod, listen, thank you very much. Very good stuff and very helpful given the fact that we're right in the middle of a manhunt as we speak. It is now 8:23 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience purchasing a car. You know, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, you've got that nagging thing in the back of your head that tells you, uh-oh, what if this whole bunch of hassle with this car? What if this is a whole headache that you're about to get yourself into because you're going to be coming back here all the time? Well, yeah, no, don't worry about that. Ted Britt, they've got this program called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes with standard lifetime coverage on every new and even the pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So there's the confidence I'm talking about. You're also going to be pretty happy with the deals you get. Ted Britt, they've got the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles they've got in stock. That means that you can get prices up to 500 to 2,000 below competition. They've got Chevy. They've got Ford. They've got Lincoln. Heck, they've got Harley-Davidson. Two Harley-Davidson locations. Tons of new and pre-owned bikes, too. Why don't you just schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now so you can see what kind of service you're going to get. That's a great way to test them out. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It's 8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, I want to give an extra heads up for Metrorail. Yes, we're in Safe Track Surge number 9, but in addition to that this morning, they're dealing with a switch problem outside of the Rhode Island Avenue station, so red line delays in each direction, and they also had a switch problem on the orange line near West Falls Church. Expect extra delays there as well. Now, let's get you in from the west, 66 still. You hit it hard, jam solid just as you come after out of Gainesville, heading through Centerville, get a little break, and then through the Vienna metro area toward the Beltway. On northbound 28, north of 66 at Walney Road, that's where we had the earlier crash and major residual delays on northbound 28. Maryland on 355, lanes open past the Strathmore and down to the Beltway, no longer detoured, earlier crash gone. Delays just about eased out there as well. Trying to get into North Kensington, southbound Connecticut Avenue before University Boulevard, that's where we had the crash. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Front on the march and a cooler start to the week. A lot of clouds, scattered showers, few thunder showers this morning, and still a threat for showers this afternoon. Temperatures holding mid-upper 70s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It's now 8:26.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Make your home cozy this winter and call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. That's right, two great payment options for your new heating and cooling system. Up to $1,450 off or no interest, no payments for a year. Make your home comfortable and call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
At Inova Sports Medicine, we know an athlete's passion for the game doesn't go out, even if his knee does. If you love to play, you want to, whether you're 6 or 16 or 60. The physicians at Inova Sports Medicine are helping athletes all over the area get their knees, shoulders, shins, and every other part back in the game. To learn more, visit inova.org/sportsmedicine. Inova, the official sports medicine partner of the Washington Redskins and the Washington Nationals.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who is the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Depression,
It defined who I was for so long. I couldn't focus at work, I had difficulty sustaining relationships, and I struggled with the side effects from my prescription medications.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
It's a non-drug therapy, and it's completely non-invasive. I can go by myself and drive myself home. TMS therapy changed my life. And now, over a year after my remission, I'm feeling great. I don't know why I waited for so long.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now. Now accepting most insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Coming up, yeah, we watch the Emmys, so you don't have to. We have all the highlights and the lowlights coming up after the news, 8:30.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo now says it looks like the Manhattan bombing could be an act of terrorism with foreign connections.
The fact that they have now, in just the last moments, put out a photo shows real confidence on the part of law enforcement that this is someone that is likely involved in one way or another.
A massive manhunt is underway for Ahmad Khan Rahami, the man authorities think may be behind the Saturday night bombing in Manhattan that left 29 people injured, as well as bombings in New Jersey. In New Jersey, meanwhile, state and federal authorities are investigating the discovery of several explosive devices found in a backpack in Elizabeth. It all started late last night.
Two men found a backpack in a trash can that was near a pub and close to train tracks. They thought there might be some valuables in it, so they took it out, took it under the train tracks, and opened it up. And they saw a pipe, and they saw some wires. They went to local authorities. Local authorities called in the bomb squad and also the FBI's bomb squad. And that is when a robot came in. That robot inadvertently cut one of the wires. There was a huge explosion, and that's just one of the devices. There were multiple explosive devices inside that backpack.
Correspondent Gene Casares, and again, a massive manhunt underway at this hour for Ahmad Khan Rahami, the man authorities think may be behind those bombings. Redskins coach Jay Gruden says the team has a lot of work to do to figure out what's going wrong. This after the team's loss to Dallas yesterday, which Gruden says shouldn't be all blamed on Kirk Cousins.
Can't put it all on Kirk. You know, there's a lot of other issues that we had today. That's for sure. Coaching, playing, offense, defense. We all had our hand in that one.
Next up, the Giants next Sunday on the road. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,124. The NASDAQ at 52,45. Sports, the Cowboys beat the Redskins. The Giants win. The Eagles take on the Bears tonight. The Ravens win. The late game goes to Minnesota. Baseball, the Nats lose. The O's win. WNBA, the Mystics lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, stop what you're doing and listen to this. It's Brian Wilson. If you've been wanting new windows, now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window, custom-made just for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round. Plus, increase the value of your home. This is a no-brainer. I'm telling you, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. And make sure to tell them that Brian Wilson sent you.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Health insurance is expensive as it is, but imagine being overcharged by $8,000. That's until Seven on Your Side jumps in.
That's awesome!
The battle a local man faced and how to protect yourself. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Dancing already has everyone on their toes.
Oh, got you dancing on your tiptoes.
Because when it's live...
Hey, back
off! It's live.
We had to go to break because we had a little incident.
See tonight, it's a live two-night event. Woo! The stars dance to your favorite TV theme song. And Tuesday, Gavin DeGraw and George Poop perform. And the first elimination. Dancing Dancing with the Stars live, followed by the match game finale.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side. 7 on your side. Four little words that pack a big punch, that protect you from ripoffs, that spell bad news for the bad guys. When you have a problem that won't go away, turn to ABC 7 News and just say the words 7 on your side.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Woodbridge, northbound Route 1. The crash after 123, that's gone, but still trying to ease out those delays. Let's go 95 north near the Prince William Parkway. Lanes open there from an earlier incident. And then you're wide open, Lorton, Newington. Once you get up to the Beltway, that's where you hit the volume Beltway to get you through Annandale. I do see one truck on the shoulder near the Little River Turnpike. That might be the focal point of delays in the backups. They were looking for one just right near the Robinson Terminal, so a little bit busy still. Through Manassas Park, northbound 28, north of I-66 at Walney Road. Earlier crash gone, but that's why we have these heavy 28 delays. For 270, Clarksburg onto the 270 spur, still slow. 95, just as you merge onto the outer loop, that's where your delays begin, Maryland, around towards Silver Spring. And crews have been working with the crash in the district in southeast Southern Avenue at Weller Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some wet weather to kick off a new work week. Scattered areas of showers, thunder showers around, so most likely you will see some rain this morning, and still a threat for showers this afternoon. Temperatures will probably hold in the mid and upper 70s all day. Some showers tonight, maybe a rumble of thunder, 71. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer without the threat for rain, 86. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 in Burke, 72 in Rockville, 78 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Yesterday was the Emmy Awards. For those of you who still watch television. Well, I say that only as a joke because I'm really in shorthand saying for those of you who still watch network television. Because it used to be that the Emmy Awards were about ABC, CBS, and NBC dividing the spoils amongst all of their shows and giving each other awards and patting themselves on the back. But no, actually, all of the big winners came from cable television and also from online types of media like Netflix and Amazon Prime. The big winner.
And now Hulu. I just watched that big Beatles documentary on Hulu this weekend.
Yeah, I don't think Hulu won any Emmys.
But some of the best programming you find in those places.
Right. So Game of Thrones, HBO's behemoth miniseries, in its seventh season now, took home the prize for best drama. Veep over there on Showtime grabbed a whole bunch of statues for comedy, as did the transgender comedy over on Amazon Prime. Jeffrey Tambor, really, really funny guy and a very good actor. So there's so many aspects of this that are interesting with regard to the networks being not included anymore. But also, we have to talk about the show itself and what people had to say. Jimmy Kimmel was the host. He started a whole montage at the beginning about how he was trying to get to the Emmys. And at one point, he jumped into a white Bronco. And because, you know, O.J. Simpson, again, over on the FX channel, O.J. Simpson documentary, won many awards as well. But then he jumped into an Uber, and he had a really interesting driver.
Hey, you're driving?
Yeah, I'm in between jobs right now. You know you can make $12 an hour driving for Uber?
I did not know that, but that's great. I have to get downtown to the Emmys.
It was Jeb Bush, Brian Wilson. Jeb Bush with a little chauffeur's cap there. Yeah. And then Jeb continued.
Are you nominated?
I am, yeah.
Wow. What's that like?
It's nice.
And then as he pulled away from Jimmy Kimmel in his limo.
Jeb exclamation point.
He shouted Jeb exclamation point. It's kind of odd. By the way, Jimmy finally got to the awards riding on the back of a Game of Thrones dragon.
Jimmy, for Dragonfire, say Dracarys.
Dracarys! And that's it for E's coverage of the 68. 68-
Oh, well, you didn't hear the last moment, but then the dragon burns Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Ryan Seacrest ends in an inferno, so there's got to be something good about that, right? Kimmel continued.
Your show doesn't have a dragon or a white bronco in it. Go home now.
Yeah, because that's sort of how it ended up, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. Anyway, he had a lot of O.J. jokes, because there's nothing better than O.J. jokes.
I'd also like to acknowledge the winner of tonight's Plus One contest, Sarah Paulson, who played Marsha Clark and actually brought Marsha Clark with her tonight. That's a guess. Because everyone in LA knows if you want to win, sit next to Marsha Clark.
Well, and good for him. I don't understand why everybody's, you know, in the light of this miniseries, Marsha Clark comes off as this big hero. She ruined that case. She was absolutely the most inept prosecutor. But anyway, that's just me talking. Moving on, there was lots of Trump bashing, talking about Mark Burnett, the reality host.
Right.
The reality TV show executive producer, who not only did Survivor, but also did The Apprentice.
Many have asked, who is to blame for Donald Trump? The Donald Trump phenomenon, and I'll tell you who, because he's sitting right there. That's right, that guy. Mark Burnett, the man who brought us Celebrity Apprentice. Thanks to Mark Burnett, we don't have to watch reality shows anymore because we're living in one. Thank you, Mark.
He went on.
I'm going on the record right now. He's responsible. If Donald Trump gets elected and he builds that wall, the first person we're throwing over it is Mark Burnett. The tribe has spoken. The
tribe has spoken. We're voting him off the island. It's okay. Mark Burnett will land on the other side of the wall on a cushy pile of millions of dollars.
Yeah. And go on to produce great television.
Aziz Ansari, a Muslim American actor. Is he American or Canadian? He's a Muslim actor. He was a comedian in... Parks and Recreation.
Parks and Rec, right.
He made this comment about Trump.
It's an election year, and I want...
By the way, important to note, he was there as a presenter, not an awardee or a nominee or anything.
It's an election year, and I want everyone to know that after careful consideration, I decided I'm going with Trump, which is why I'm also recommending we get rid of all Muslim and Hispanic nominees from the ceremony immediately. Wow, this would be so much easier if we were at the Oscars. Mom, Dad, I know I just thanked you, but you need to be escorted out right now. I'm so sorry. America Ferrara, nice try changing your name to America. You're not fooling anybody. You're out. And you know what? Let's get Tambor out of here and open up that best comedy actor category.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus won again for Veep as a best actress in a comedy.
I think that Veep has torn down the wall between comedy and politics. Our show started out as a political satire, but it now feels more like a sobering documentary. So I certainly do promise to rebuild that wall and make Mexico pay for it.
There you go. I was unclear. Aziz Ansari gave that speech as a presenter, but he was a nominee and he won an award last night for writing. Also, Kate McKinnon, the woman who plays Hillary Clinton on Saturday Night Live.
Devastating impression.
Thanks, Fred, Brian, Melissa, Lauren. Thank you, especially Chris Kelly and Sarah Schneider. Thank you, Ellen DeGeneres. Thank you, Hillary Clinton. thank you, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton tweeted out, you're welcome. I'm a big fan. Everyone says how horrible she is to Hillary Clinton. Trust me, they could be a lot worse to Hillary Clinton. They love Hillary Clinton. Courtney Vance, who won as Johnny Cochran in the People versus O.J. Simpson.
Obama out! Hillary in!
At the end of his speech, Obama out, Hillary in. Shudder. 844 on WMAL.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies, we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
It is time to talk about this, home security for a moment. Ackerman Security Systems, did you know they can protect your family with reliable, certified monitoring at a great price? Only $19.95 a month. Stop paying $30, $40, $50 a month for monitoring when you can make the switch to Ackerman and save. Why Ackerman? Well, first of all, they're the only company that gives you a guaranteed response time. Secondly, they make it very easy to switch. You know, you can even leave your existing equipment in place, and you'll get the peace of mind that Ackerman delivers at that great $19.95 a month price. Lastly, Ackerman, well, security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. So listen to this. Here's the deal. Make the switch to Ackerman. Just mention WMAL, and you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Plus, as an extra special offer for September's new customers, receive 50% off their Skybell doorbell camera. It's just $99 installed, so you'll be able to see who's at your door even when you're not home. How cool is that? Don't wait. Call Ackerman Security today. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
845 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's get you on to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. I've had several incidents this morning. This latest one inside the Beltway through Riverdale affects both north and southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway between 410 and Goodluck Road, so do watch for police each direction, BW Parkway. Now, let's get around the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge. Delays near St. Barnabas Road, topside through Silver Spring, also outer loop into New Carrollton below speed, and hang on, one more slow stretch as you head through Springfield to Annandale. Had an incident along the way that was quickly over to the shoulder. Woodbridge area trying to see some relief here in the pressure. Northbound Route 1, the crash after 123 gone. Fairfax County Parkway, the slow volume up toward Pope's Head Road. But it's northbound 123 before the Fairfax County Parkway at Chapel Road where we had the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front on the march and a cooler start to the week. A lot of clouds, scattered showers, few thunder showers this morning, and still a threat for showers this afternoon. Temperatures holding mid-upper 70s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It's 847 on WMAL. You know, if you haven't gotten enough of Larry and I or Chris Plant or maybe, you know, your favorite, the great one in the evenings, well, there's a chance where you can actually spend some quality time with all of us. October 1st at the Birchmere. Another of our WMAL free speech forums, the last one was a huge success. People lined up around the block. And so here's the deal. The doors open on October 1st at 6 p.m. You got time to come in, get something to eat, and get something to drink. And the program starts at 7:30. And then after the program, if that weren't enough, and don't you think it should be, we'll actually have a meet and greet with me, Larry, Chris, and Mark. We'll come out, we'll shake your hand, we'll pose for selfies, and we'll be there to chat and talk about the events of the day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, how can we best describe this? First of all, they got a full kitchen over there where they serve dinner and drinks and everything.
And
over
I like the chow over there.
It's awesome. It's basically every seat is a seat at a dinner table, so you're going to have a fine meal. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to go to a dinner party, and at the table are me and Brian, Chris Plant, and Mark Levin. Because that's basically what you've got in store for you over at the Birchmere. Starting at 7:30, you know how you have your dinner, and you got cocktails, and cocktails are important.
Yes.
We'll be having cocktails. There will be the cocktails will be had. And so you got your dinner, you got your cocktails, and then the four of us go out there, and we pretty much talk to each other, talk with you. You get to ask questions.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much a free-for-all. There are no rules.
Yeah.
We just sort of make it happen.
And the first one was so much fun that we just decided, well, it's time to do it again.
Especially, this is a real good time to
do it right now because there's so much to talk about. about with the elections and all, just in the offing. So.
Yeah, we're basically going to be about 5 weeks before Election Day. It's going to be October 1st on Saturday. And, you know, we did it a little later. So last time we did this, Brian, we did the whole, you know, people we did a little bit of a meet and greet before the thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then I think the show itself was at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then people left afterwards. We're doing the reverse this time because we had to be up early the next day, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Was it a Sunday?
Yeah.
And so this time, you know, listen, we don't have to be up early the next day.
No.
So we're going to be staying there late.
Hang till the
drinking. I'll be shutting that place down.
We'll be staying till the cows go home.
I don't know about that. Will there be cows?
There might be cows.
So you want information on this, you go to WMAL.com/free speech forum. And once again, it's that guy, Brian Wilson, this guy, Larry O'Connor, mm-hmm. Chris Plant, Mark Levin, one night only, live, dinner, drinks. What more do you want?
Really? I mean, it's the perfect evening's entertainment.
And once again, it's Saturday, October 1st over at the Birchmere, which is a beautiful place. Great, great group of servers over there. The ownership is fantastic. And the food was was incredible. Yeah. I had a great meal over there.
And then I get to say I played the Birchmere, which was a great, you know.
There you go. Are you going to bring a guitar this time?
I might. You never know.
We're trying to sell tickets right now, so maybe we shouldn't mention that. Oh, I'm kidding. He's a great guitar player.
It's 8:50 on WMAL.
When towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-Door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Every new parent wants to know, is their child hitting developmental milestones on time? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. When your baby learns to crawl or walk, it might not only tell you about their motor skills, but also their future cognitive development. Researchers at the National Institutes of Health found an association between the age at which babies stood with assistance for the first time and how well they performed on a cognitive test at age 4. It makes sense because the basal ganglia, which is associated with motor control, interacts closely with other parts of the brain that regulate cognitive function. Every child is going to develop at a slightly different pace, so don't get too hung up on this. But one of the most important things, believe it or not, is to make sure your children are physically active. Motor skills alone can help build connections between those different circuits in the brain. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Switching to the CVS pharmacy at Target can make life a little easier. They'll fill your prescriptions while you shop, then text you when they're ready. Using the CVS pharmacy app, you can pick up prescriptions fast. Just scan, grab, and go. Plus, you can order refills with just a tap. Moving your prescriptions to the CVS pharmacy at Target only takes a few minutes, so go ahead. Switch to easy. Visit a CVS pharmacist at Target today.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Great choice, because the rental market's red hot right now, giving you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. You savvy investor, you. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home in investment property or inherited home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse, America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. The rent estate advisors at Renters Warehouse make property management so easy. For just $80 a month, they're going to price your property, quickly find your great tenants, collect the rent, take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. Think about that. Renting property can deliver steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax benefits. It's called Rent-A-State. Learn more about it. Call Renters Warehouse right now. You can get started with a free home rental price analysis. Call them. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. You can also get signed up over at renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, they are the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
In life, you can go through the motions, fooling yourself with activity, or you can strategically get results. Research shows that people who date online only go out about once every 3 months, yet spend over an hour a day with untargeted, unanswered communications. Hope is not a strategy. For 25 years, It's Just Lunch has provided the proven and tested strategy to thousands of singles that gets results in the complex world of dating. Their matchmakers get to know you and your relationship goals. Then they hand-select quality matches from their exclusive membership base and even book your date reservations at the best spots in town. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. So go ahead and be strategic about dating. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Brian, rush hour is still on here on 66 through Manassas, Centerville. But then hang on before you get to the Beltway, because we have delays now from 50 toward Nutley Street. You're checking out what was on the westbound side of 66 near Nutley Street off to the far right shoulder lane. You see the VDOT truck there with the flashing lights. Getting in through town, 66, we're jammed trying to get through the Roslyn Tunnel over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. It looks like that goes to the East Street Expressway. We're checking that out for you there. Heavy each direction over the Chain Bridge still. For 270, the ride south of Clarksburg, most of the way into Rockville on to the 270 spur. And Maryland's 32 eastbound. I would avoid if you want to get over to 95. Don't use 32 east, leaving 29. That's where the delays begin. Crash up ahead. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Front on the march and a cooler start to the week. A lot of clouds, scattered showers, few thunder showers this morning, and still a threat for showers this afternoon. Temperatures holding mid-upper 70s all day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 77 degrees, 8:56.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
And we're his main man, Tom.
Do you have a favorite word?
My favorite word is home.
Me too.
So we're all in agreement?
Your wish is our command.
I would be happier if that mattress was gone.
And now it is.
Now let's get rid of that sofa and all those old boxes.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us. The magic begins when you dial 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
Hi, folks. Doc Walker here. Rule changes in the NFL have been a hot topic. Safety first. In your personal life, what's your hot topic? Are you positioned to keep your hard-earned money in your family? If you're not sure, I suggest you attend an estate planning seminar with Mike Collins as soon as possible. Mike will help you protect your family and loved ones. Don't gamble with your future. Register at MikeCollins.com today. That's MikeCollins.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Remember racing your friends or your brother or sister to see who was the fastest? Being fast was so important. But today, fast means so much more than bragging rights. And the race is even more important because fast is the sign of strokes. F-A-S-T. F, facial drooping. A, arms weakness. S, slurred speech. T, time to call 911. Win the race against stroke. Learn fast. Learn more at strokeassociation.org.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Coming up tomorrow, Larry Kudlow, and of course we'll have the very latest on the three terror attacks that occurred over the weekend.
Yep.
As developments continue to develop this morning.
Yeah, the manhunt continues, and we'll give you the latest today at 5 o'clock on The Drive at 5. And up next is Chris Plant.
Today we're going to do something very unusual, probably never before done on radio.
Really?
It's Peruvian basket weaving.
On radio. Well, there's really nothing else to talk about, Chris.
But I might start with some of that radical Islamic jihadi terrorism blowing stuff up, and the Democrats with their heads wedged in their dark and remote locations, and some stuff in the newspaper from over the weekend that even I still can't believe because it's crazy out there.
What are you going to do with that sec?